Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him, hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Hello, this is Hal Coleman, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, the number one pest control marketing podcast on the planet. And I'm here with my friend and cohort,
Mike Stewart. How are you doing, Hal?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, Mike. I'm really going to talk about you here on this episode and about something you did.
Okay. Uh-oh, this could get dangerous.
Yeah, it's something that you did. You drug me into the internet age, kicking and screaming by both feet, cursing you and taking swings at you and trying to kick you to get free from this mission you were on, which was to bring me into the world of the internet. And you know how much I fought it. And it's funny that today I sit here and tell you honestly that about 98.9% of my business comes from the internet today. And to say that the internet has transformed my life in the pest control industry would be an understatement. But I want to take you back to about, I think it was maybe 14 years ago. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong on the year, but about 14 years ago when you taught me how to take my Sony camcorder and put a program on my computer and record a blog. It was called the yuckynastybugfacts.com. It was a video blog, and you had to build an entire web page just to do one episode, and then you downloaded that, and then you squeezed it and compressed it to another program, and then you transformed it into another program, and it took two or three hours just to do one episode of a little video. And I started doing that for my little pest control company, which at the time was, way less than $1 million company. And as far as I know now, I was the first pest control company in the country to do a video blog. Nobody knew how to do it. Orkin didn't even know how to do it. But because I was working with Mike Stewart, I knew how to do it. But that got me comfortable doing these things in front of the camera, and I just have been playing with it. Let's fast forward now 14 years. I've got my old Sony camera on my desk. I'm looking at it right now. Bless its little heart. It's lonelier than the Maytag man because nobody ever uses it anymore. But I've got my iPhone. I've got my camera tripod over here. And I can just turn on my iPhone and talk into it, turn it off, and I've got a video, and I can click a button and upload it onto YouTube. And it's so absolutely amazing and so easy. And now I have, for my pest control marketer business, I have over 300 videos on YouTube today, and those videos simply drive tons of traffic to my business. And our clients that you and I both work with, when we teach them how to do this, how to make simple iPhone videos and upload them to YouTube and then put them as blog posts on their websites, their businesses just begin to take off from internet traffic. So that's what I want to talk about today. You're infinitely more able to talk about it than I am. I'm just telling you my story, but I want you to talk to the listeners and tell them how they can use YouTube to grow their pest control business or their wildlife business or their lawn care business or plumbing business, electrical. It doesn't matter how to use YouTube to grow your service business. Take it away, Mike.
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, you got to remember what YouTube really is. YouTube is owned by Google. YouTube is the number three website in the world next to Facebook and Google. It goes Google number one, Facebook number two, and YouTube number three. And there's a reason, because those are the most used websites in the world. And you also got to remember, YouTube, because it's owned by Google, is a search engine. It's a search engine for videos. People of all ages, when they want to know how to do something or they want to learn more information, they may search Google, but they also search YouTube to learn about questions they have. And those questions can be of, you know, how to get rid of squirrels in Nashville, how to deal with yellow jackets, you know, what to do about termites, what to do when termites swarm. People search those kinds of phrases and they watch videos on their phones and on their tablets, on their computers. And when your videos get found, it makes you be in the position of being the expert and the authority. And then, of course, what you can tag to those videos and include in those videos are web addresses, phone numbers, contact information, and you're in a social media scenario building relationships with strangers that ultimately can become leads for customers. And we've seen this work over and over and over again. So what's the reason more businesses don't do YouTube marketing? Well, the reason is they're not comfortable making video. I mean, like you said, you know, it was 14 years ago that you bought a camcorder, and it was hard. There were so many moving parts, so many little steps, that if you got one step wrong, it all fell apart. And it was difficult. And what I witnessed over the years is, even though it was doable and you did it, there were a lot of people who just got frustrated because they couldn't remember all the steps. And when they got frustrated, the first inclination is to give up. It's not worth it. So that's why I saw about 5 years ago, when the introduction of the iPhone and the iPad, is that, oh my gosh, this is so much easier. This is so much simpler. And this is so much higher quality than the old way. This is something everybody needs to embrace. And that's why I came to you and said, Hal, I know you spent money on this camcorder. I know you spent money on this software for your computer. But look, you can do all of this right here on your phone. And I guess that was about 3 years ago for you, maybe 3.5 years ago. Then you started exploding with doing video. And those videos get found by people searching your market searches, and then they watch the videos, and then they learn about how to get in touch with you to do business. And that's the model there. So one of the key elements to YouTube marketing and YouTube search results is making great pieces of content that answers questions, and then always in the video with how people can get in touch with you if they want more. And it's a very simple concept. I don't care what your business is. You know, you teach somebody something they're struggling with, a problem that you can solve, showing that you're the expert. And then if you want more information, call this phone number, visit our website, and a handful of other calls to action. And you can do that over and over again. And the beautiful part is, it doesn't cost anything. It's free. But it will open up a whole lot of other doors for opportunities to get your message to your market. And that's why. So number one, step one is get comfortable talking to your smartphone. Now, when it comes to doing YouTube, you can do it with an app called the YouTube Capture app on the iPhone. And you can also use PowerDirector app on the Android. Now, I'm is not a big fan of the Android. I know a lot of you listening have Android phones, but I can't tell you how easy and powerful the iPhone is. But step one, you've got to get comfortable shooting and editing simple video tips. That's what Hal does. He if you've probably seen his YouTube channels. If you haven't searched YouTube for Hal, search Pest Control Marketing in YouTube, and you'll find hundreds of videos from Hal. And watch what he does. And it's just getting comfortable sitting there in front of his phone and giving out great pieces of content, great tips, great information. And then if you notice, he always says, here's how you can get in touch with me. And that model is what is YouTube marketing is all about. You know, anybody can shoot a video of a kitty cat chasing a ball of yarn and they think that's cute. And occasionally, by happenstance, of a crazy video will go viral. And young people try to do all kinds of crazy things, you know, to get videos to go viral. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about building a library of you that people can watch. And then you repurpose those videos on your website so that when people find your website, they can go to a section of your website and they can get to know you and like you and trust you. And then if you do it properly, that YouTube marketing can convert strangers into customers. So,
yeah, Mike, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and beyond the scope of this podcast, there are not intricacies, but little details to YouTube marketing that you don't want to leave out. In other words, how you title your video is important. The description that you put in your video, don't leave that. In fact, I have 9 things you should never leave blank in YouTube videos. Number one, lower third text, your phone number and your web address, if nothing else. The title of your video has to be how your customers search. You know, how it dominates YouTube for pest control advertising and pest control marketing, because that's how his customers search. You want to make sure that you use what's called tags and keywords in when you set up your videos in your YouTube channel. There is something called in annotations and YouTube cards that you have to learn about. So, I mean, we can't on this podcast go into details of the things that you need to do, but there are 9 things that I teach that every video needs to have in YouTube to optimize it to be found. And then there are a multitude of ways that you could take that video and repurpose it in other places to get more views, get more traction, and build more relationships. So YouTube marketing all hinges on you getting over your fear of talking to your phone.
And the what you got to remember is the people who live across the street from you and right around the corner from you and right across town from you are searching for this stuff on the internet. So it's not like you may say, well, I'm just a little local business. I don't need to advertise like that on the internet. Hey, listen, that's where they're finding you. And the videos are so, I want to do something, Mike. You have something you can write with right now?
Yep.
Okay, I want you to just write down a couple of things, okay?
Okay.
Write this down, 100 videos. Now, let's say that you decided that you have a pest control business and you decided that this year your commitment was going to be to do 100 videos and upload them onto YouTube. Okay, you got that, 100 videos. Now, let's say that you're slow and it takes you 30 minutes to do a video. Believe me, after you learn how to do them, it'll take you 5 minutes to do one. But let's just say you're really slow and it takes you 30 minutes to do one. So 30 minutes times 100 videos is how many hours?
It's 50 hours.
That's 50 hours. So you spent 50 hours creating those 100 videos for you and putting them on YouTube. Now, let's suppose that over the course of a year, each video got watched maybe 50 times. Some of them will get watched hundreds of times. And others may, you know, get watched 23 times. A lot of it depends on the titles. But let's just say over the period of the year, each video gets watched 50 times. So 100 videos getting watched each 50 times is how many views?
5,000.
5,000 views. Now, people don't go to YouTube and watch pest control videos for the fun of it. They go watch fishing videos and hunting videos and mountain biking videos and remote control airplane videos. But they don't really watch pest control or plumbing or heating and air roofing videos unless they have a problem. And now they say, oh my God, I got to do something. I got to go try to find out about how to solve this problem. So they go to YouTube and they look up pest control video. Let's say they got a termite problem. So they search how to get rid of termites in your home. They've got a problem, which means their subconscious mind has already made the decision to solve that problem, which is to buy pest control from somebody, find out what they need and who to buy it from. So they're on YouTube looking for it. And they watch your video. Now, if you've done a good video, the way we teach our clients with a compelling message and the proper psychological sequence of that information and that call to action and your smiling face, let's just say that 1 out of 100 of those people that watch your videos ends up calling you and becoming your customer. So that's how many new customers, Mike, if 1 out of 100.
Well, that would be out of 5,000, that'd be what?
Be 50 new customers.
Yeah.
50 new customers. Now, the average lifetime value of a pest control customer, now I'm throwing out the fly-by-nighters and the sorry-ass pest control companies out of the mix, okay? I'm just talking about good pest control companies, solid ones that do great customer service. Well, I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're one of those. The average lifetime value for one of your customers is averages being 10 years, and they average spending about $5,000 with you over that 10-year period. That includes monthly or quarterly pest control. That includes an annual termite contract and any other odd thing. So you got 50 customers from those 5,000 views from those 100 videos. And each of those 50 customers is worth $5,000 to you. So what is 5,000 times 50, Mike?
$250,000.
$250,000. That's $250,000 worth of business that you got for how much work? 50 hours work. So divide 250,000 by 50 hours.
$5,000.
So you really ended up generating $5,000 an hour for the time you spent creating those 100 videos. Now, if that doesn't make you stop and think, I don't know what does. Will you get exactly that much? I don't know. You might get more than that. If you create not so good of videos, you might get less than that. But listen, that's just the first year, Mike. That's just the first year. Because those videos are going to be there year after year after year after year. They're going to be there forever. And 15 years from now, somebody goes, because they got a pest problem or a rat problem or a bat problem or a termite problem, your video is still there. See, they're timeless. So the potential that those 100 videos that you spent 50 hours doing and putting on YouTube can ultimately generate you millions of dollars through the years. Just from that 150-hour investment that you made to create and upload 100 videos. Now, I want you to think about that, and I'm going to leave you with that thought. So, Mike, you have anything to close out with?
Well, the reality is that Cisco, the people that invented the equipment for the Internet, predict that over 80% of the content going through the Internet within the next year and a half, 80% of the content will be video content. People would rather watch than read. Just facts. And they're doing it on their cell phones and their tablets, the portable internet. So if 80% of the content is video content, that means 80% of the people that potentially could be your customer are wanting to watch video content. You should be proficient at providing them the content to get the message that you want to get. The media is the internet. The message should be video. And I'm going to leave you with a tip for the iPhone or the iPad. Number one, if you don't have an iPhone, iPod Touch, or an iPad, just invest in one. And there's a, Google made an app called YouTube Director. And it is designed to do the very things that we've talked about in this podcast. So you go to the App Store on the iPhone, the iPad, or the iPod Touch, and download absolutely free the YouTube Director app. And you, in a weekend, can start making amazing YouTube videos to help your business. YouTube wants you to do this, but they know that the roadblock is people struggle with making videos. And Hal is, you know, a testimonial to the fact that he has gotten past the struggling phase, and he realizes that his phone is far simpler than any other way. And he's doing it with a little bit more complicated software. This new YouTube Director came out after Hal started. So if Hal's doing it, you need to do it. I do it. And that's our message. Don't ignore YouTube video marketing any longer.
Mike, thanks for joining me today. And thank you, folks, for listening. And I hope this was helpful to you. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.